But first, before we get back into 49ers football and take your phone calls, it is now time to take them back to school, Shasky. Warriors win last night, 94-92 over the Utah Jazz. That's right, it's time for Taking Them to School, presented by Evergreen Valley College. Lakeford, hit the highlight.
Wiggins over to Porter. Porter waiting. Slipping the pick was Poole. Poole stops, goes up with a little flip. It's up and no good. Looney with the rebound. Put back good and a foul! Muscled his way up and in.
Big play by Looney. He continues to play solid basketball for the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors improved to 34-13. And Shasky, that was Taking Them to School, which happens the morning after every game, paid for by Evergreen Valley College, home of free tuition for the 2022 spring semester. Look, the Warriors are in a bit of a rut right now. They needed a game winner from Steph's Friday night against the Rockets. Last night, they survived, scoring 11 points in the fourth quarter, Sasky. 11 points in the fourth quarter. But Looney, there you hear him. 10.6 rebounds. Jordan Poole with the team high. 20 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 threes. He had to pay off a debt by walking into Chase Center.
I saw
in a bang-bang Niner game, Shane. So, look, it's not looking pretty right now for the Warriors. But bottom line business, 34-13. We'll concern ourselves with the Clay injury tomorrow. We'll concern ourselves with Draymond Green tomorrow. But they still won against the Jazz, and I'll take that all day long.
I'll be as quick as possible. Looney has played really, really, really well over the last month. I know there's a couple of games you can isolate and say he didn't, but just rebounding, consistency, finishing last night around the rim, and then how about him screaming and yelling, like you never see him do that. Secondarily, thank God Jordan Poole is starting to get going. I think he's more important than Klay Thompson right now. We can have that discussion at a later time and date.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Wiggins with 14 points. Steph Curry in the month of January shooting 34%
something's
from
up.
The 3-point line.
I mean,
dipped even lower.
I don't want to hear people dilute it. Like, just watch what we're seeing. Is it a blip? Is it a bad month? I don't know. Something's up though, B. I don't know.
You know, 5-20, 1-13 for the 3-point line. I just think he's taking too many threes personally.
Oh, I've been.
I would like to see him go inside the arc and take some mid-range jumpers because he's automatic for the mid-range with the floater, the elbow jumper. Mm-hmm. He's averaging at least 13 three attempts a game this year, which is a career high. I just think it's a little too much, man. It's been trending that way for the last 6 weeks.
So I know that the numbers, like the analytic nerds are going to tell you, if you shoot 33% from three, it's better than shooting 50% from two. And I hear everything that they're saying when it comes to the math. There's also a feel, all right? You cannot tell me a jacked up three is a better look than a wide open mid-range, right? You just can't. And I don't care what anyone says. So can we dig a little deeper than just bombing threes? I feel at times this team is in love with the three-pointer. Jordan Poole has kind of, he's getting better. Last night was better, but it felt like he was getting out of going to the rim, hitting the mid-range. I'm going to try to step back and bomb the three.
And get to the line.
What?
Get to the line, too, because Jordan Poole shoots 90% from the free throw line. And they're a team that's in the mid-20s when it comes to free throw attempts. They got to get more easy buckets, get to the cup, and get to the free throw line.
And I think I go back to Curry because I actually think right now this team does not need Curry bombing threes. They need Curry to continue to play more general court point guard. They don't have that guy right now. He's doing a good job. I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying I need more of it. I want more of the Chris Paul for this team. He needs to facilitate more for others to get them going and let his shot come to him. There's a moment they're up 4 or 5 last night and he just chucks a three. And normally that's a great shot for him. He's not hitting those kill shots. We go up 8, game goes away. Those are the shots I feel like he's missing. Go to the rim.
Yeah, go to the rim. But the Warriors win and improved to 3-1 on a 7-game homestand. They'll take on the Mavericks Tuesday night. They're 1-6 against the Mavericks in their last 7. So Warriors got a lot of work to do. They got to get to the All-Star break. 34-13, still second in the Western Conference as they try to figure out their new rotations, get everybody back in rhythm. It's all good, Warrior fans. It's all good.